The Majlis, a solid bond between the people and officials. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. In Iran, as per the constitution, the Majlis or the parliament, which is an elected body, is the legislature that is in charge of the lawmaking process for a smooth functioning of the government, along with the two other branches, that is, the executive and the judiciary. Stay with us for the fourth episode of the new series on the role and functioning of the Majlis as we approach the 11th parliamentary elections in the Islamic Republic. Today's episode is titled A Solid Bond Between People and Officials. Elections have been emphasized as a fundamental principle in the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution. On this basis, ever since the establishment of the Islamic system of government, which took place in April 1979 on the basis of a nationwide referendum, some 40 elections have been held over the past four decades in various forms, such as the parliament, the presidency, the assembly of experts, and the urban and rural councils. The referendum, which was held in Iran immediately after the victory of Islamic Revolution, is a unique and exemplary case of progressive political participation of the people in the political history of Iran. This referendum saw 98% of the Iranian people voting in favor of establishment of Islamic Republic. Thereafter, Islamic Iran's constitution was prepared and approved. In accordance with the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, people cast their votes directly in the various elections to determine their participation in advancement of national affairs. The elections in Iran are thus a firm proof of the solid bond between the people and the officials. The elections in Iran, in comparison to elections in other parts of the world, have maintained a much higher turnout. Based on statistical figures, the Iranian people's turnout in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 10th presidential elections have been respectively 79.9%, 66.6%, 62.8%, and 85%. There has always been a high turnout in the parliamentary elections as well. On average, the people's turnout in Iran's legislative elections has roughly stood around 60%. This figure rose sharply and reached 71% in elections for the fifth term of the Majlis. As a matter of fact, the people's turnout in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th legislative elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran respectively stood at 67.35%, 51.21%, 55.40%, 64.2%, and 64%. These figures show that in all elections, despite the problems and the propaganda campaigns of certain Western states, especially the United States, in addition to other issues such as wartime conditions, assassinations, and economic pressures, people's turnout has been higher than 50%. Meanwhile, Islamic Iran's 11th legislative elections and midterm elections for the Assembly of Experts will be held on February 21st. The importance of elections is sensed further when we realize that in many countries in West Asia, holding of elections and having the right to vote and take part in elections for the people is out of question because the ruling regimes are unrepresentative and totalitarian. This is evident in Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Oman and Qatar, while in Kuwait, Bahrain and Jordan, the elections for the so-called parliaments cannot be considered wholly independent, since the king, sheikh, sultan and emir remain above elections with unchecked dictatorial authority and not being answerable to the people. In other words, people do not play any role in election or even criticism of their rulers, let alone dismiss or appoint them. This means hereditary regimes in the Persian Gulf littoral states have practically denied their people any role. Dear listeners, that was end of today's episode. Tune in tomorrow for the fifth episode of this series. Goodbye.